Well, I guess today is Doug Riggs, and we're going to be talking about Nephilim. Now, what does Nephilim have anything to do with what's going on today? I mean, that's something out of the Bible, or is it simply out of the Bible? Is there a correlation between what we read in the Bible and certainly, you know, what's going on today from a geopolitical point of view? Well, we don't see any 12 or 14 feet people today, but apparently I know Lynn Mazzulli has actually found certainly evidence that there have been certainly skeletons of men 12, 14 feet high. And we're talking about within the, you know, the last couple of hundred years. But let's go ahead and get Doug's view. Is there really a problem? Is there really a supernatural element to all of the things that are going on today? Doug, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again. You use the term Nephilim. A lot of your listeners may not really connect with the terminology, but that is actually taken from the Hebrew in Genesis 6, verse 4, where it's usually translated as giants in some of your translations. It's also found in Numbers 13, verse 33, where, again, it's translated giants. But in the context of the Bible, we see that in the Genesis 6 account, that the only way we can understand what was taking place in Genesis 6 is go back to Genesis 3:15 and see in the proto-evangel there the proclamation or the declaration by God that there would be a continual war between the seed of the woman, Christ, who would be born from the woman, Christ himself, and the seed of the serpent, which will ultimately culminate in Antichrist. And so throughout biblical history, we see a war between two seeds. Genesis 6 is the first eruption of the Bnei Elohim, sons of God, and some of the Septuagint renditions have the translation there, the sons of God as angels. And so we see also in Job 1:6 and 2:1 and Job 38, I think, verse 7, that the same term Bnei Elohim is translated by the Septuagint as angels. So the point is that we do have biblical reference to an event that occurred in Genesis in the antediluvian or the pre-flood civilization, a judgment upon the entire race of mankind whose DNA had become corrupted. And God, of course, removed all but Noah plus seven. We have references like in Matthew 24 when Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will be the return of the Son of Man. People were marrying and giving in marriage, etc. Well, who are they there in Matthew 24? I think it's verse 8. But if you go back to Genesis 6:2, we see that they are the sons of God who were taking to themselves the daughters of Adam. And we are living in that generation that Jesus spoke about. I've been working with survivors for 28 years and in touch with people all over the world, other counselors, who report what is called the alien abduction phenomenon. And this has nothing to do with alien abduction. This is just a repeat of what happened in Genesis. And women have been reporting for decades, Dr. Stan, that they were abducted as little children and dedicated to what they call the projects. And it's an extension of the Nazi eugenics program to bring in Ubermensch, or an upgrade of our humanity, and to produce a better species of humanity than the one we now are living in and our corruptible bodies and subject to disease and all kinds of problems.
Have any of these people that you've actually talked to claim that they've ever seen a giant?
No, in fact, the only one that I know of is reported this, I think, is Steve Quayle. Most of them are talking about a species that is being integrated into society. Dr. David Jacob, Templeton University, has written a book, I think, The Threat, and he's had other reports on this, is that the agenda is to create a species that can infiltrate society undetectable.
And, of course, the thing is, if you had somebody running around here who was 12 or 16 feet tall, why, they'd get a lot of attention. People then might begin saying, well, maybe there really is something to this story. What do you think?
Well, the evidence is very clear. L.A. Marzulli's most recent book on Trail of the Nephilim, he's done a lot of research, and I've been in touch with him through the years. And part of that research is that North America has, of course, evidence of giants that have been populated prior to the Indians coming over from the land bridge from Mongolia. There was a civilization of giants here in America. We have evidence, many postings, newspaper articles of the 19th century and early 20th century.
We're talking certainly about the Nephilim. And are they real? Certainly, if you read that Lynn Mazzulli's material, and we've actually talked to L.A. Mazzulli a number of times and certainly gone through his material, and basically they have all sorts of stories and clippings, you know, about these men who are 12, 14 foot high. And certainly the skeletons certainly that they found, and certainly here in North America, things you never hear about, and of course these things are carefully covered up today, because the last thing they want the American people to understand is that the Bible is accurate, And there really have been these things. These are not, 50 million years old. These are something within recordable time, probably the last 6,000 years. Maybe they were here before the flood. Maybe they were after the flood. But remember, the flood was a dividing point because the earth was so corrupt that God destroyed everything. And if he would destroy it then, would he intervene and destroy it the next time? But he said, I will not destroy the earth again by flood. Next time, it'll be the fire. Go right ahead.
Yes, it is quite an amazing story when we look at the battle between the two seeds in Genesis 3:15 and follow that all the way through and connect the dots to the days of Noah leading up to the second coming of Christ. It was actually George Hopkins Ember who released his book in 1876 called Earth's Earliest Ages. He documents what he wrote about was that Genesis 6 was really the mingling of fallen angels with the daughters of Adam producing the offspring, the hybrid offspring called Nephilim. And then there was a more restricted and confined eruption producing another group of hybrids and occupying the land of Canaan in advance of the children of Israel occupying the promised land. And then he made this comment. He said, there will be a third and final eruption just prior to the return of the Son of Man when the Nephilim will return to the earth. And that's quite astonishing, Dr. Stan, when you consider that this man, I believe he was an Oxford scholar. He knew the original languages, and he released this book in 1876. The offspring of the current project's hybrid breeding program, which was actually developed during Nazi Germany in their desire to produce a Superman, an Ubermensch, so that they would have a right to rule the Earth. The goal was not just ultimately to rule the world, but for them, their ideology, their Aryan supremacy doctrine, through eugenics, they would attain a God-man status. And the offspring would not be giants, although they are there as a part of, I think, the satanic agenda to build an end-time army that will be on the battlefield in Revelation 19:19. But Satan's ultimate goal in this generation is to produce a hybrid species that will be quintessential man, the Antichrist, the false prophet. We know when Jesus returns in Revelation 19:20, they're thrown into the lake of fire, Dr. Stan. They don't stand before the great white throne judgment. So this indicates that according to the doctrine of eschatology and the judgment and of last things, that all mankind that have not accepted God's provision of salvation are going to stand before the great white throne judgment. But we see that these two entities, the Antichrist and the false prophet, will share the same judgment as Satan in Revelation 20:10. And the point is this, that there have been hundreds of reports of these women coming out of the projects that they have now produced an offspring that will be the replacement of mankind. It's the goal of the transhumanist movement, the transgenics program, to create a species of man so that when the Antichrist comes on the scene and offers a mark, it's not only for buying and trading, but you can upgrade your humanity. You will never die. The old lie in Genesis chapter 3, you will not die, you will live forever. You shall be gods. And this is the reports that we're getting, that the Antichrist is here, that he represents quintessential man, and the DNA that will be taken from this kind of hybrid, when it's offered to mankind as a part of the mark of the beast, they will be disease-free, they will live forever, and they shall become gods. So it's the old lie repackaged in our own modern vernacular and our own modern ideology.
Certainly, you've been at this for a long time, and for those of you who don't know Doug, why, he counsels people. He's coming from a Christian minister's point of view, but he does counsel these people who've actually been in these programs that they date back to the Nazis, but they're still active and they're still using people and kidnapping people and suddenly seducing the women and taking their children away from them before they're born or taking away from them after they're born. And basically, to be fair to say, this ties into certain elements within the intelligence community. I don't think most people would know anything about it, but there's certain elements, do you think, with the intelligence community today that are in any way involved in this?
Well, as far as the programming, the trauma-based mind control, when the Nazis were brought over under Operation Paperclip, we have many reports that Dr. Josef Mengele was in the United States, of which the officials all deny. But they were using that technology of mind control to create Manchurian candidates, to create a totally undetectable mind-controlled secret service individual who could be fully programmed without even knowing that they were programmed because they're dissociated. And so they were utilizing this technology under the MKUltra CIA. But what I'm talking about goes much deeper than that. It goes back to the old Babylonian religion that is now exemplified and represented in the Druidic religion, where there are very powerful forces at work. And the European families, the royal bloodlines, that's who I've been working with. And Dr. Stan, I came back from a 3-week tour with 4 of our survivors here in South Africa. And it's all over down there. They're reporting the same thing. We just got back this year from a two-week tour in Germany and gave a seminar over there. And it's the same thing. They're reporting the same thing that I've been dealing with for years. But the question is, why is it so hidden? And I think because it's very important to the adversary that this program go undetected until the soon coming disclosure, when so-called aliens will come on the scene as our saviors and promise mankind deliverance from death and destruction. And of course, it's all a big deception.
It's hard really to fathom this. It sounds so far out. And Sidney, Doug was saying that he's talked to people who claim that Dr. Mengele, you remember Dr. Mengele over there from Germany, supposedly went to South America, escaped down there after the Second World War, and was down there working on some sort of a project. And yet, of course, there were stories about him being here in the United States. And, well, you know, one interesting thing when you do what I do, you get a chance to talk to a lot of people. And first time I met somebody who told me that he had met Mengele when he was here, he knew who he was. And the second time I talked to somebody who said that they knew Mengele, and they finally, when they saw a picture of him, they knew who he was. The third time was a woman I was very, very close to. My wife and I were very close to. And basically, of course, she had seen Mengele, Sidney, when he was here. A psychiatrist in Texas, and he'd written a couple of books on this subject. So, Sidney, I used to interview him from time to time. I asked him, do you ever run into anybody who claims they saw Mengele here? And he said, oh, yeah, I've had three or four people that said that they saw Mengele here. And then, of course, as we go into this further and further, we hear about Adolf Hitler and the people who knew him in South America. Following World War II, I interviewed the author of a book we carry called Grey Wolf. And he has talked to the people who cared for Adolf Hitler, who had known Adolf Hitler following World War II. And suddenly you begin to realize that most of what you believe, this is not true. Our reality is created by the people who control the media, and they mold what we believe. Our ideas are created for us, and basically, there's all sorts of strange things, and behind that are the powerful spiritual forces, which we often refer to because we're involved in a spiritual battle. And what energizes the Nazi movement is the same thing that's energizing the current movement here in the United States. The supernatural power to become a one-world government under the rule of the Antichrist. Well, before we go on, Doug, would you like, of course, to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to get your information?
My website is DougRiggs.org. And regarding the subject matter that we're talking about, you can click on the Byte Show, and there are a number of interviews there with the different women that we've worked with through the years. Also, under the interview tab, there are a number of interviews, of course, including yours, Dr. Stan, that talk on this subject. And then under the SRADID tab, I have a whole list of articles and information. One is on Dr. Mengele and his particular work in trauma-based mind control. So that will help people get oriented to some of the background that you're referring to, because Mengele was really the bridge. He became the person that was the head of the eugenics program, and he wanted to pride himself of being the person that would create a transition species from Homo sapien to Homo universalis, Homo noeticus, or the new man.
And I think it's so difficult for people to understand that most of what we think about the Second World War really wasn't true. An awful lot of these psychiatrists over in Germany who had been working on these mind control programs were brought over here under Operation Paperclip. These were criminals. They should have been tried and executed. They weren't. In fact, most of the Nazis were helped escape to South America in something called the Rat Line, and they came to America under Operation Paperclip. Fortunately, we do have the Internet, so you can check all these things out. And Sidney, I'm sure you'll find lots of people who have references to Dr. Mengele having seen him here in the United States, working under the auspices of our own intelligence services, and of course, certainly supervising these programs here in the United States. This is Dr. Mengele, and of course, if you doubt that Adolf Hitler survived, you'll find all sorts of references to it on the Internet, and as I say, I had the privilege of talking to this British author, one of the two authors, who spent a lot of time in South America, talking to the people who knew Adolf, and how did he get down there? Why, he was helped by the people at the upper echelons of our government who worshiped the same God. And this is the frightening thing, is to realize this is not imaginary, it's real. There really are powerful spiritual forces, and much of what we think we know just isn't true. Well, Doug, certainly, is this whole program continuing? Is it sort of waning away like the giants over in Israel that haven't been seen in well over a decade now, maybe even longer? Let's see, I think they were last seen probably about mid-1990s, something like that. So we'll be talking about certainly 14, 15 years anyway. But basically, what about these programs as far as the abductions and the impregnation of these women by these other forces? What is really going on today? Or is this sort of slacked off?
If people have read the book, The Threat, by Dr. David Jacobs, he refers to that as alien abduction phenomenon. But what we have discovered is that the deception is that the manifestation of these so-called aliens, some of these manifestations can be ascribed to fallen angels. But there's a certain significant part of this phenomenon that these so-called aliens are hybrids, and they're masquerading as aliens, wanting us, the general population, to believe that they're either here as a malevolent force or benevolent force. You see movies taking up both sides of that, such as Knowing, and there's been a number of movies. But the projects are well advanced. I was going to just quote from Nephilim Stargates 2012 by Tom Horn. He cites on page 140 from a book titled The Dawn of Magic by Lewis Powells and Jacques Bergier. And here's what he said about the Nazi agenda. He says, quote, Hitler's aim was neither the founding of a race of supermen nor the conquest of the world. These were only means towards the realization of the great work he dreamed of. His real aim was to perform an act of creation, a divine operation, the goal of a biological mutation which would result in an unprecedented exaltation of the human race and the apparition of a new race of heroes and demigods and godmen, unquote. And some believe that was Genesis 6 and could be, again, the whole idea, I'm quoting Tom Horn. All these people coming out of these projects that were pioneered by Dr. Mengele for this purpose, it's well advanced. I mean, we're talking about post-World War II to the present. And we have many documented underground bases. They call them DUMs, deep underground military bases, all over the world with connecting tunnels. People can check it out. It's in place. And so what is happening is what we see in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, there's going to be a great falling away prior to the manifestation of Antichrist. And I agree with Lynn Marzulli, is what is going to precipitate that falling away? Well, these so-called aliens are going to appear as our saviors to help us move from our present fallen condition, inferior state as human beings, to be able to advance to a new species of humanity. And people are going to line up, Dr. Stan, not only because they can't buy, trade, or sell, but in that mark there'll be a DNA upgrade, and they'll no longer be able to be redeemed because they won't be fully human.
Our guest is Doug Riggs, and he's on the front line because he is a minister. He's taking care of many of these women who are actively still being recruited and certainly are being abused and that are being utilized. Then this whole supernatural program is not imaginary. It's really very, very real. And yet the average individual isn't going to hear about it because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. So what are your thoughts about this coming months and years, Doug? Where do you think we are in this whole unfolding scenario as we're seeing it take place today, which I believe one day is going to bring God's judgment on America? And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he is going to bring judgment on America, I'm convinced.
This is certainly a time for believers to not be in the category that Jesus addresses in Revelation chapter 3, Laodicea, I'm rich and I have need of nothing. And he says, you do not know, you're poor, miserable, blind, and wretched, and naked. And he's talking to Christians there. It's very clear from Greek of that passage. As believers, we need to be right with God. We need to be walking close with him. We need to be able to hear him clearly through his word, and to be the kind of people that the Old Testament would refer to as a remnant. If you look at Isaiah chapter 10, verses 20 through 23, we see that a remnant survives a coming judgment. It's true that America is under judgment, and rightfully so. But God preserves a remnant as we approach the coming of the Lord. We need to be in that character that is defined by the Old Testament as remnant characteristics, or as we see in Revelation 2 and 3, those that are the overcomers. Well, overcomers, what are they overcoming? Well, you look at all the conditions, the sinful conditions, the lukewarmness, the spiritual blindness. These have to be overcome in our lives. And so as we approach more perilous times, those that are walking with God, it'll be the brightest time, because God has made provision in these last days for a godly remnant to represent him on this earth and to bear testimony to Jesus Christ. And I would say a closing testimony prior to his deliverance of his people out of this evil age.
Well, I think we're going to be moving into a very, very exciting time, dangerous time, frightening time. But, of course, we're going to have to put our faith in the Lord because there's nothing we're going to be able to do that's going to change it. Everything seems to be on track for the other side, and they know exactly where they're going. And they're just not telling us, but we can tell certainly that big things are coming. But do you have a parting thought before we let you go? What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out all across America, indeed all across the world?
This is the time that Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24 and Luke 17, that just as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be at the return of the Son of Man. They were marrying, giving in marriage, eating and drinking, etc. Again, when you go back to Genesis 6:2, they refer to Bnei Elohim. These are the fallen angels that were interbreeding. So that particular and specific reference should be heeded, and we need to be awakened to the fact that in the Word of God, there's 2 Peter 2:4 and Jude 6:7 that is a commentary on this, that as Christians, we've been dumbed down. For whatever reason, this has been obfuscated and hidden, but there have been more and more people lecturing and teaching and writing books on this particular subject in the last 20 years, Dr. Stan, than all the previous decades and generations since the beginning of the church age.